It's Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
Sticking around for the next hour of Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers.
With Dan and Jeff.
It's a hard.
It's a hard. It's a hard. It's a hard rain.
You're listening to KEPWLP 97.3 FM.
Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon, and streaming online at kepw.org.
If you weren't awake, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Good evening. Welcome back to Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
How every you, Thursday night, your place for Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dan.
And we're looking forward to another episode of Antecedents. Dan has put together another educational hour for us.
Yeah, this is the fourth episode, and if you're getting weary of it and you got the point that Dylan will take existing melodies and write songs, lyrics based on those melodies, this will be it for a while. I think I'd like to branch out and play some greater variety of Bob Dylan and his fellow travelers in subsequent weeks, but yeah, might as well finish what we started, and this is part four, Jeff.
And we got some talking blues going on tonight. How many of y'all know all about the talking blues?
Well, you're gonna know about the talking blues before the night concludes.
Let's hear some.
All right, here's talking John Birch Paranoid Blues.
Well, I was feeling low down and blue. I didn't know what in the world I was gonna do. Them communists, they were coming around. They were in the air, they were all over the ground. They wouldn't give me no peace. Well, I run down most hurriedly and joined the John Birch Society. Got me a secret membership card, started walking off down the road. Oh boy, I'm a real John Bircher now. Look out, you commies. Well, we all agree with Hitler's views. Although he killed 6 million Jews, it don't matter too much if he was a fascist. At least you can't say he was a communist. That's to say, like, if you got a cold, take a shot of malaria. Well, I was looking everywhere for them Reds. I got up in the morning, looked under my bed. Looked in the stove, behind the door, looked in the glove compartment of my car. Couldn't find them. Well, I looked underneath everything, behind a chair. Looking for them Reds everywhere. I even looked up my chimney hole, looked in deep inside my toilet bowl. They got away. Well, I was home alone. I started to sweat. I figured they was inside my TV set. I peeked behind the picture frame, got a shock from my feet right up to my brain. Them Reds caused it. I know they did, them hardcore ones. Well, I quit my job so I could work all alone, and I changed my name to Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues in my detective bag, I discovered there was red stripes on the American flag. Oh, Betsy Ross. I investigated all the books in the library, 90% of those gotta be thrown away. I investigated all the people that I know, 98% of them have gotta go. The other 2% of fellow Birchers, just like me. Now Eisenhower, he's a Russian spy, Roosevelt, Lincoln, and a Jefferson guy. To my knowledge, there's just one man that's really a true American. George Lincoln Rockwell. I know for a fact he hates commies because he picketed the movie Exodus. Well, I finally started thinking straight when I run out of things to investigate. Couldn't imagine anything else, so now you find me at home investigating myself. Hope I don't find out nothing. Good God.
talking John Birch, Paranoid Blues.
Yeah, if I grew up around the John Birch Society. They even posted a list of all the known local communists down at the train station. You could be paranoid about them. They're looking for you.
So that was recorded for the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan in 1962. The album was released in 1963, but when it was released in 63, mm-hmm. it didn't have this song on it. Want to tell us a little bit about the history of the song, Jeff?
Well, I'd like to have an album that does have it on it.
Why is that?
Because it's one of the most valuable records in the whole world, because yeah. you know, they put it out with four songs that got pulled back right away. Partly because of this one, you know, Dylan went into the Ed Sullivan. Y'all know that Dylan actually never played the Ed Sullivan show. All those other people did. Jim Morrison got away with it, etc. So Dylan went in that afternoon for the sound check and played the John Birch Society Paranoid Blues. And
the execs liked it.
Yeah, the execs liked it, but some guy from the censorship bureau got a hold of it and said, hey, he can come back tonight, but he can't play that song. So Dylan showed up that night. They said he couldn't play that song, and he turned and walked away. Columbia Records did continue to assert pressure and took that particular song off the album after it had already been released. So if you find a copy of that, bring it on up here to the station.
So he replaced it with another Talking Blues called Talking World War III Blues, mm-hmm. and we're going to play that. But before that, having played Talking John Birch Paranoid Blues, we're going to delve into the Talking Blues. The Talking Blues
but
is
before
an...
we do that, I got to say hi to Gypsy Dave. We got a caller, and we're so excited. There's a phone out there in the lobby, and people sitting there to answer. So if you want to call and say hi or you love our show, we'd love to hear it. Hey, Dave.
Hello, Dave. Thanks for listening.
All right. On to the lesson.
Talking Blues are an old form, not necessarily invented by anyone, but passed along. The first recorded Talking Blues is from 1926, recorded by Chris Bouchillon, and from there we have lots of Talking Blues. It's part of the blues vernacular. It's mm-hmm. a simple rhythm, not even really melody, that one can improvise, a rhyme scheme, and generally a satire mm-hmm. over, often in the form of telling a story with a lot of humorous asides. And we're going to hear that in this recording of Chris Bouchillon, actually the one from 1926 we're going to listen to. We're going to go directly from that then into maybe what could have been the first Talking Blues that Dylan heard, which is Talking Dust Bowl Blues by Woody Guthrie. That is recorded in 1940, part of the first of Woody Guthrie's recording sessions, and actually, Jeff, one of the first, what they'll call, concept album, the entire...
The Dust Bowl album?
Dust Bowl, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The Dust Bowl, the Dust Bowl Blues is, yeah. Talking Dust Bowl Blues is part of an entire album that is all about the Dust Bowl mm-hmm. and the trials and travails of the Okies who... Mm-hmm. Were hit so hard, the devastating Dust Bowls.
Do Re Mi is on there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Vigilante Man is on there, but certainly several of the Dust Bowl songs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pretty Boy Floyd was actually recorded for it, but not released on it. Mm-hmm. And from Woody Guthrie's Talking Dust Bowl Blues, we're going to listen to a really fun one that I'll tell you a little bit about after. It's from Harmonica Frank. And then we're going to go into a couple Talking Blues from Dylan himself.
So. Yeah, more Talking Blues.
All right, well, let's quit our talking and let's listen to Chris Bouchillon with the first of the Talking Blues recorded. And this one is from 1926.
If you want to get to heaven, let me tell you how to do. Use your feet to the little mutton and do it. Stand right out against the devil's hands and slide right over in the promised land. Go easy. Make it easy. Go breezy. Standing in the corner by the mantelpiece, up in the corner by a bucket of grease, I greased my feet with a little axle grease, went slipping up and down that mantelpiece, hunting matches. Cigarette dust, chewing tobacco. Make up the beds, gal, make them up nice. Old Preacher Johnson's gonna be here tonight, he's a chicken eater. Loves cave, loves the sisters too. Standing on the corner, standing like a man, standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand, waiting for a stop by the white folks stand. Lashes, sweet potatoes, cold biscuits. Down in the wild woods, sitting on a log, my finger on a trigger and my eye on a hog. I pulled the trigger and the gun said flip, jumped on that hog with all my grip. Did you scrape it? Eating hog eyes, love chitlin'. Behind the hen house the other night, it is awful dark and I had no light. I scram around and got a hold of a goose. The white folks say you better turn him loose. Jump gully, rode bushes, dodge bullets too. Behind the hen house on my knees, I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. It is only a rooster saying his prayers and they're giving out the hymns to the hens upstairs. It's preaching. Hens are singing. Roosters praying. They put me in a jailhouse on my knees. All they gave me was a pan of peas. The peas was red and the meat was fat. I got stuck on the jailhouse just for that. Got crazy. Impotent. Wanted to fight. There ain't no use me working so hard. I got a woman in the white folks yard. When she kill a chicken, she save me the feed. She thinks I'm working, but I'm loafing the street. Having a good time. Talking about her to other women. There ain't no use me working so hard. I got a woman in the white folks yard. When she kill a chicken, she save me the head. She thinks I'm working, but I'm lying in the bed. Sleeping. Having a good time. Dreaming about it.
Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called that heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids and raised the family. Rain quit and the wind got high and a black old dust storm filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine and I poured it full of this gas Eileen. And I started rocking and rolling over the mountains out towards the old Peach Bowl. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping, bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown, I'm sort of a nervous bust down of some kind. There was a feller there, a mechanic feller, said it was engine trouble. Way up yonder on a mountain curve, it's way up yonder in the piney wood, and I give that rolling Ford a shove, and I was going to coast as fur as I could. Commenced coasting, picking up speed, was a hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the west coast broke, so dadgum hungry I thought I'd croak. And I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife fixed up a tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. Mighty thin stew, though, you could read a magazine right through it. Always have figured that if it'd been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen through it.
The other night, just me and my gal without a light. man, the moon is so pretty and the air so free, and I couldn't help but make hoopy and felt big. Wanted to love, yeah, man, I had the neck a little too. Walking ahead, we hear the snap, and there she lay in a big steel trap. She yelled aloud, and she said, I'm suing. She started to twist and screw and scrambling about. She fell on the hill, she started to roll. She couldn't stop to save her soul. Her eyes was bloodshot, and her nose was red. She had a knot on her head. Mean as a big knot, too. It wasn't no little pimple. Same song, the second verse, the third spasm. Rave on, she was pretty. Boy, we started on, we came to a bog, and to get across, now we had to walk a log. Halfway over, and one foot slipping down in the mud, clean up her hips, she fell. I got her out and I dried her off, she started to sneeze and cough, catching cold, felt miserable. She looked at me like a cat would with mice, her teeth rattled like a paradise, throwing 7 and 11. Started on my dog that treed in a hollow log, and down she squatted like a big bullfrog. The polecat sprayed her with a mess of fog, boy, boy, what odor. Had to put her in a barrel, bury her clothes, take her home that way too. Oh, sure, whoop it on up. Wine goes in, the truth comes out. Two more shots, will tell it all. May not believe what I say now, but it's time the folks that has bleeded while under the influence of swamp root. For sure, cotton hose and brogan shoes. She had powder on her nose, lipstick rouge. Dress was made with flower sacks, the name of the flower was stamped on her back in all kinds of brands. Cheap stuff and holy too. For sure. Boy, we started home at the hour of 12. What happened to that old gal was hard to tell. Stockings down, the shoes on lace. She said, I come from the hunting race.
KEPW is the place to hear stuff like that. And you won't hear it anywhere else, I don't think. And thanks to Dan, you're getting the special songs right here on KEPW.
That was Swamp Root with Harmonica Frank, otherwise known as Frank Floyd, recorded in the Sun Recording Studios down in Memphis in 1951 by Sam Phillips.
Sam Phillips, yeah, Sun Studios. And we realize that is a talking blues. It just has a few more lines per verse, but he's still doing those funny little impromptu sounds at the ends of a verse, throwing in a word or two, like, good God. Yeah. That was Dylan's verse.
Wine comes in, the truth comes out. Well, one note about Frank Floyd is he's unusual in that he actually gave himself that name. He was born and given up for adoption before he was ever named. So he actually came up with his own name later, Frank Floyd.
And the song, Swamp Root.
Swamp Root.
There you go. You never hear it anywhere else.
Talking blues. All right, well, let's go straight into a funny song by Mr. Dylan. Talking Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre Blues.
Well, I saw it advertised one day that the Bear Mountain Picnic was coming my way. Come along and take a trip. We'll bring you up there on a ship. Bring the wife and family. Bring the whole kids. Yippee. Well, I run right down and bought a ticket to this thing called the Bear Mountain Picnic. Little did I realize I was in for a pleasant, funny surprise. It had nothing to do with picnic. Didn't come close to a mountain. I hate bears. Took the wife and kids down to the pier. There were 6,000 people there. Everybody had a ticket for the trip. Oh, well, I said, it's a pretty big ship. Besides, anyhow, the more the merrier. Well, we all got on, and what do you think? That big old boat started to sink. More people kept piling on. That old ship was a-going down. Funny way to start a picnic. Well, I soon lost track of my kids and wife, so many people I never saw in my life. That old ship was sinking down in the water. There were 6,000 people trying to kill each other. Dogs are barking, cats are screaming, women are yelling, men are flying, fists are flying, paper flying, cops are coming, me running. Maybe we just better call off the picnic. I got shoved down, got pushed around. All I remember was a moaning sound. Don't remember one thing more. All I remember is waking up on the shore. My arms and legs were broken. My feet were splintered. My head was cracked. I couldn't walk, couldn't talk, smell, feel. Couldn't see. I didn't know where I was. I was bald. Quite lucky to be alive, though. Well, feeling like I just climbed out of my casket, I grabbed back hold of my picnic basket. Took the wife and kids and started home, wishing I never got up that morning. Now, I don't care just what you do. If you want to have a picnic, that's up to you. But don't tell me about it. I don't want to hear it. You see, I just lost all my picnic spirit. Stay in my kitchen. Have a picnic in my bathroom. Well, it don't seem to me quite so funny what some people are gonna do for money. There's a brand new gimmick every day just to take somebody's money away. I think we ought to take some of these people, put them on a boat, send them up to Bear Mountain for a picnic. Time ago, a crazy dream came to me. I dreamt I was walking in World War III. I went to the doctor the very next day to see what kind of words he could say. He said it was a bad dream. I wouldn't worry about it none, though. Them old dreams are only in your head. I said, holy doc, a world war passed through my brain. He said, nurse, get your pad, the boy's insane. He grabbed my arm, I said, ouch, as I landed on a psychiatric couch. He said, tell me about it. Well, the whole thing started at 3 o'clock fast. It was all over by 4:15. I was down in the sewer with some little lover when I peeked out from a manhole cover, wondering who turned the lights on us. Well, I got up and I walked around, up and down a lonesome town. I stood wondering which way to go. I lit a cigarette on a parking meter and walked on down the road. It was a normal day. Well, I rung me fallout shelter bell and I leaned my head and I give a yell. Give me a string bean, I'm a hungry man. A shotgun fired and away I ran. I don't blame him too much, though he didn't know me. Down the corner by the hot dog stand, I seen a man. I said, howdy, friend, I guess it's just us two. He screamed a bit and away he flew. Thought I was a communist. We'll be right back. Well, they spied me a girl before she could leave. I said, let's go play Adam and Eve. I took her by the hand and my heart was thumping. She said, hey, man, you crazy or something? You seen what happened last time they started? Well, I seen me a Cadillac window uptown. There was nobody around. I got into the driver's seat and I drove down 42nd Street in my Cadillac. Good car to drive after a war. Well, I remember seeing some ads, so I turned on my Connell ride, but I didn't pay the Con Ed bill, so the radio didn't work so well. Turned on my record player. It was Rock-A-Day Johnny singing, tell your ma, tell your pa, our loves are gonna grow, wah, wah. I was feeling kind of lonesome and blue. I needed somebody to talk to. So I called up the operator at time just to hear a voice of some kind. When you hear the beep, it will be 3 o'clock. She said that for over an hour and I hung up. Well, the doctor interrupted me just about then, saying, hey, I've been having the same old dreams. But mine was a little different, you see. I dreamt the only person left after the war was me. I didn't see you around. Well, now time passed, and now it seems everybody's having them dreams. Everybody sees itself walking around with no one else. Half the people can be part right all of the time, and some of the people can be all right part of the time, but all the people can't be all right all of the time. I think Abraham Lincoln said that. I'll let you be in my dream if I can be in yours. I said that.
Another call. Thanks, Robin, for calling in. And you said you were going to ask for Talking Bear Mountain, and lo and behold, we played it. We must have been locked in psychically. So thanks for calling, and we'll play some Robert Johnson type stuff for you next week.
Yeah, that was for you, Robin. Well, Talking World War III Blues off of the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, released in 1963. It was the Talking Blues that replaced Talking John Birch Paranoid Blues, which we started with at the top of the hour. Talking World War III Blues, Jeff, it's filled with that apocalyptic dread, that sense of being haunted by the possible nuclear apocalypse that could come at any time. And you can find it throughout the Freewheeling Bob Dylan. I'm thinking particularly Hard Rain's going to come with a lot of the apocalyptic imagery.
And of course, one of his first songs he wrote was Let Me Die in My Footsteps, also thinking about those possibilities.
Yeah, recorded also for the Freewheeling Bob Dylan, but left off of it. So that is Dylan's foray into the talking blues. Of course, he did a lot of other talking blues, and that's what we're going to play for you tonight. But this is part four of our series on Dylan's precedents or antecedents. We're playing tunes that Dylan took and wrote his own lyrics to.
Yeah, he listened to all kinds of music. If you want to find a repository of all the great American songbook, it's in Dylan's head.
The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, the album we were speaking about, released in 1963, concludes with a Dylan Penn song, I Shall Be Free. But as you're about to hear, the tune itself was not exactly penned by Bob Dylan.
Some of his favorites were, of course, Woody Guthrie and Woody Guthrie's buddy Leadbelly. They had done a song called We Shall Be Free. I think you'll notice it's pretty obvious that Dylan knew that song.
So let's listen to both of those tunes. First, Bob Dylan's I Shall Be Free, and then its antecedent, Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly's We Shall Be Free. Here you go.
Well, it took me a woman late last night. I was three-fourths drunk. She looked all right till she started peeling off her onion gook. She took off her wig, said, how do I look? I was high-flying, bare naked, out the window. Well, sometimes I might get drunk, walk like a duck and smell like a skunk. Don't hurt me none, it don't hurt my pride, 'cause I got my little lady right by my side. She's a trying to hide, pretending she don't know me. I was out there painting on the old woodshed when a can of black paint, it fell on my head. I went down to scrub and rub, but I had to sit in back of the tub. Cost a quarter, half price. While my telephone rang, it would not stop. It's President Kennedy calling me up. He said, my friend Bob, what do we need to make the country grow? I said, my friend John, Bridget Bardot, Anita Ekberg, Sophia Loren, country will grow. Well, I got a woman 5 feet short. She yells and hollers and screams and snorts. She tickles my nose, pats me on the head, rolls me over and kicks me out of bed. She's a man-eater, meat grinder, bad loser. Oh, there ain't no use of me working all the time. I got a woman who works herself blind, works up to her britches, up to her neck, writes me letters and sends me checks. She's a humdinger, folk singer. Late one day in the middle of the week, eyes were closed, I was half asleep. I chased me a woman up the hill, right in the middle of an air raid drill. I jumped the fallout shelter, I jumped the string beam, I jumped the TV dinner, I jumped the shotgun. Now the man on the stand, he wants my vote. He's running for office on a ballot note. He's out there preaching in front of the steeple, telling me he loves all kinds of people. He's eating bagels, he's eating pizza, he's eating chitlins. Set me down on the television floor. I flick the channel to number 4. Out of the shower comes a football man with a bottle of oil in his hand. Greasy kid stuff. What I want to know, Mr. Football Man, is what do you do about Willie Mays, Martin Luther King, Ola Tunji? Whoa! Well, the funniest woman I ever seen was the great-granddaughter of Mr. Clean. She takes about 15 baths a day, wants me to grow a mustache on my face. She's insane. Well, ask me why I'm drunk all the time. levels my head and eases my mind. I just walk along and stroll and sing. I see better days and I do better things. I catch dinosaurs, make love to Elizabeth Taylor, catch hell from Richard Burton. To fight on a foreign shore, his mother sure is proud of him. He stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all, his mother's face broke out all in a grin. Oh son, you look so fine, I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know you hold a gun. Do what the captain says, lots of medals you will get, and we'll put them on the wall when you come home. When that old train pulled out, John's ma began to shout, telling everyone in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go, he's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile as she showed them from to the people from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Lord, Lord, good old-fashioned war. And the letters ceased to come for a long time. They did not come. They ceased to come for about 9 months or more. Then a letter finally came saying, go down and meet the train, your sons are coming home from the war. She smiled and went right down, she looked up and all around, but she did not see her soldier son in sight. But as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. His face was all shot up, and his hands were both blown off, and he wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow in a voice she did not know, while she could not even recognize his face. Oh, tell me, my darling son, pray tell me what they've done. How is it that you've come to be this way? He tried his best to talk as his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her head away. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. Thank God you wasn't standing in my shoes. Lord, I thought when I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most is when my enemy came close and I saw that his face looked just like mine. Lord, Lord, just like mine. And I could not help but think, through the thunder rolling stink, that I was just a puppet in a play. And through the roaring smoke, the string it finally broke, and a cannonball it blew my eyes away. As he turned away to walk, his ma was still in shock, seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand. Lord, Lord, down to her hand.
That was John Brown, huh?
Yeah, that was John Brown.
Good old anti-war song. Dylan did write some of those.
Melody he took, although it wasn't original with Woody Guthrie, as far as we can tell, comes from a Woody Guthrie song called 900 Miles, an instrumental, fiddle-based, actually. And Dylan took it and put some words to it, exposing some of the hypocrisies and brutality of war.
And we're going to listen to that Woody Guthrie instrumental. Let me remind y'all that coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll have some Deadish music for the next hour. Yeah? This will be the third edition of Deadish tonight.
I've been listening to that show after hours, Jeff. It's
a fun one.
You're pulling out some great tunes.
All right. More great tunes tonight. But we got some more Dylan coming up in the next 20 minutes or so. So enjoy these. What Dylan got his songs, his melodies from.
Yeah. Here's some of one of Bob Dylan's fellow travelers, Woody Guthrie, with 900 Miles. Immediately after that, we'll listen to another version of John Brown from 1994.
In his uniform and all, his mama's face broke out into a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. Make me proud to know you weren't a gun. Do what the captain says. Light of medals you'll get. They'll put them on the wall when you get home. That old train pulled out. John's mom began to shout. She's telling everybody in the neighborhood. My son is about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made while sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while. Her face broke into a smile. She showed him to the people from next door. They bragged about her son with his uniform and gun. In this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letter ceased to come. For a long time it did not come. Ceased to come for about 10 months or more. And let her finally came. Saying go down and meet the train. Your son is coming back from the war. She smiled and she went right down. She looked up and all around. She did not see her soldier son inside. When all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could not believe her eyes. Oh, his face was all shot off, and his hands were blown away. And he wore a metal brace around his waist. But kind of slow, in a voice she didn't know, and she couldn't even recognize his face. But his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Mom, when I went off to war? You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. You were there standing in my shoes. And I thought when I was there, Lord, what am I doing here? Trying to kill somebody or die trying. The thing that scared me most, when my enemy came close, I could see that his face looked just like mine. And I could not help but think, through that thunder rolling stink, I was just a puppet in a play. And through the rolling smoke, the string it finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. That helped him stand. But as he turned to leave, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand.
melody.
Nice live version of John Brown.
That he got from Woody Guthrie called 900 Miles. And Woody Guthrie, of course, got it from the Hills.
Sounds like a Hills song. Nice fiddle in there, yeah. And that was from the Unplugged sessions in 1994.
Yeah, recorded in fall of 1994 and broadcast on MTV's Unplugged series in early 1995. You're listening to Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
Another episode of the Antecedents lessons that we've been glad to bring you the last several weeks so that you can understand a little bit more about what Bob Dylan was listening to over the years and how he turned other people's melodies into his songs. They're all sort of floating in the wind. Dylan writes about how those melodies were all out there floating around, and he grabbed them.
We're winding down this show this evening, and we're going to present our salutations by playing two songs. Bob Dylan's Dream off of Freewheelin' Bob Dylan from 1963, an album featured quite a bit tonight, Jeff. And then the antecedent to that, Lord Franklin by Martin Carthy, one of the songs that Dylan picked up in his 1962, early 63 stint in England.
A very close antecedent. You'll recognize it and enjoy it, I'm sure.
And with that, I'm going to bid farewell to y'all, and Jeff will take over with Deadish.
After this, so stick around for the rest of Hard Rain and Slow Trains, and come on back next week for more.
So long.
While riding on a train going west, I fell asleep for to take my rest. I dreamed a dream that made me sad, concerning myself and the first few friends I had. With half-damp eyes I stared to the room where my friends and I'd spent many an afternoon. Well, we together weathered many a storm, laughing and singing till the early hours of the morn. By the old wooden stove our hats was hung, our words was told, our songs was sung. Well, we longed for nothing and were satisfied, joking and talking about the world outside. With hungry hearts through the heat and cold, we never much thought we could get very old. We thought we could sit forever in fun, our chances really was a million to one. Easy it was to tell black from white, it was all that easy to tell wrong from right. And our choices, they was few, so the thought never hit at the one road we traveled
will ever shatter or split. How many a year has passed and gone? Many a gamble has been lost and won, and many a road taken by many a first friend, and each one I've never seen again. I wish in vain that we could sit simply in that room again. $10,000 at the drop of a hat, I'd give it all gladly if our lives could be like that.
It was homeward bound one night on the beach, swinging in my hammock I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream and I thought it a true, concerning Franklin and his gallant crew. With 100 seamen he sailed away to the frozen ocean in the month of May. To seek that passage around the pole, where we poor sailors do sometimes go. Through cruel hardships these men did go, his ship on the mountains of ice was drowned, while at the Eskimo in his skin canoe was the only one who ever came through. In Baffin Bay, where the whale fish blow, the fate of Franklin no man may know. The fate of Franklin no tongue can tell. Lord Franklin along with his sailors do dwell. And now my burden, it gives me pain, for my long-lost Franklin hide across the main. £10,000 would I freely give to no one earth not mine.